On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit. Welcome to Old Man Mumbling Things on the Tall Can Audio Network.
So that fucking guy, eh? If I had a bottle, I'd smash it and cut you with it right now.
Yeah, but you don't. But you are in the shekels.
That's why we give you the plastic glasses. Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm drinking out of this little
sippy cup.
Pewter item.
Welcome to Audio Whiplash. You can interact with us in all those usual places, facebook.com/tallcanaudio, at tallcanaudio on the Twitter, patreon.com/tallcanaudio if you want to support the show. Before he ran out of town after the Grey Cup, we asked Maddie Lang to stick around and jump on the flagship.
One more show.
And he's already broken the cardinal rule.
One more song.
Phones off.
Or bombers suck.
While in the studio.
Listen, my job here is to make sure we're capturing things on Facebook Live.
Hey, look at that.
Your job here is to make sure we get beers and into our seats tonight. That's what your job is.
Watch out for the glass doors today,
chaperones. When we've put our fucking responsible safety, what I have totally had a stroke over here. No idea where that sentence was going to go, but.
Oh, the towel on the shoulder to wipe away the slobber is a nice addition there.
Sweet. That would be awesome. How's it going? The weekend has...
Everybody's good.
The weekend has...
Everybody's too good right now.
Has rendered me...
Incapacitated?
Well, I'm always fairly incapacitated, but... Old man mumbling things.
I think he's having a stroke here too now.
Durr.
This is the imitating.
Yeah, the weekend's been long, right? There's been... Some beers drank, and we thought, like you said, we would try and get something done here.
The weekend's been long, and here we are at the actual part of the week, and it's more than a weekend. It's been
true.
It's been the week.
Yep.
That started with a heavy flow of beverages on the Nita show.
Likely to end that way.
And here we are now at the actual purpose of the festival.
Yeah. So for those of you... we'll drop this on Tuesday or Wednesday. We are recording this just before we head over to TD Place for the Grey Cup. We will do a post-game show over on Tall Can Sports, but you kind of get into that crazy space-time continuum thing because we're recording this one first, but releasing it second. You know. We wanted to talk a little bit about an article that I found on a journal of musical things, which is Alan Cross's website. Most of you who would be music enthusiasts, I'm sure, are familiar with him, does the ongoing history of new music, kind of a music historian. All right, I'll just keep talking. There was an article over there done by him that was talking about some new legislation that could come into effect as early as this week when it comes to Ticketmaster and some of their attempts to cut down on scalping, I guess you'd want to call it, whether it be online or I think mostly online.
Yeah,
right?
The bots, right?
Yeah. Oh, the bots.
Too many bots on a Friday night. That's usually how it goes.
Yeah, never a good thing. So I wondered if, you know, we'll share the article, but I wondered if either of you guys had any, at first blush, thoughts on whether or not this has any chance of being successful.
Zero. Okay. This is, and as you read it, and I think he illustrates that in the article quite nicely, that it's really a feel-good gesture on the part of the provincial government, right? We understand what's happening here.
You're annoyed. You're frustrated.
Yes, and so we're going to put these regulations in place to limit this. And you know, how are you really going to be able to do that?
Right.
I mean, just to the point about the bots, when was the last time you boys bought some concert tickets? Like, have you done it so recently?
Well,
Might have been the Hip last summer. Yeah.
I went to see the Chili Peppers.
And that's where it really started, right?
Yeah.
When the Hip went on tour.
Yeah.
That's when the shit hit the fan, right? Because all of a sudden people cared.
Yeah.
I'll say in the last year, I bought tickets to maybe, you know, a handful of shows. I have actually found it easier to get tickets. And I did catch in that article, they figure they've, you know, got it down to about 10% bots now in most markets, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Because who knows where these fucking bots are?
Well, that's the thing. They're not even, like, you can ban them in Ontario, but it's not like there's going to be a lineup at the Ontario borders of bot controllers going, I guess we have to leave. That's really not how the internet works, right?
That big cyber wall that goes
up.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I think it puts the onus on Ticketmaster, really, to sue them, right, is what the actual distributor is the one who sort of, the legislation sort of pushes the onus back onto them. And so you're asking them to, yeah, all right, we get it, but we'll make it easier for you to at least bring a case forward.
Right. Well, one of the things that I thought was a key that doesn't really have to do with the bots was the fact that they're going to tell you how many tickets are actually available to this, right?
That's
when you
cool.
think about,
I like that.
Yeah, that's important because when you think about, let's say the Air Canada Centre, and it for a concert, you know, probably 18,000, maybe something like that, maybe a little less than that. By the time they put the West End stage up and whatever, but let's call it 15,000. By the time that actually goes on sale, there's usually like 5,000 are already gone that never went up for sale. It's industry people, it's friends and family, it's Ticketmaster execs and sponsors.
And club members or fan club sort of type
stuff.
Yeah,
but even that, like I'm okay with that because at least those are fans buying them still. Like whether it's through a different, it's the ones that never make it to. So in theory, you think you're going in with a shot at getting one of 15,000 tickets. When they talked about that Hip tour, the one in Toronto, they said there was maybe 7,000 that ever went to fans.
Well, like, that's because they had to make sure Justin Trudeau got his first.
Yeah, well, something to that. But
all right, and you know what? Whatever your take on politics is, I think if you want to get the Prime Minister a ticket, all right.
I think the opposite. We could be doing better things with your time. And
really?
Yeah.
On a Saturday night?
Yeah.
Him and his crocodile tears. Enough of this shit.
Yeah, why is he taking up a seat just because he's... Yeah. Anyway.
Because he's the Prime Minister.
Who gives a shit? It's got nothing to do with, as you've said, whether it would have been Harper or Trudeau or whatever. Just get the fuck out. You go do some work. Anyway, that's a whole other... But to me, that's a big deal. How good of a shot do I actually have at getting a seat here? The fact that those numbers are going to be public for the first time, to me, is a big deal. Now you wonder how much it can still be fudged and messed with and this sort of thing. But to me, that was the only part of this that I looked at and went... Yeah, I appreciate that. I like that, right? Whether it actually makes a difference in terms of your chances of getting one, don't really change. But to know, wow, they got a 17,000 capacity here and they're only putting 6,000 tickets on sale, fuck you, right? Like,
yeah, and I think the issue too up front here is if you try and search for, and I am not the most tech savvy, we've talked about that on the show a bunch of times, but I still do a lot of online purchasing. I'm around. And if you're looking for out of market, if you're looking for out of market stuff, I have no idea who the legit. If I want to buy Habs tickets,
right, it's that Event Co or whatever.
Yeah, but
you have no idea because they're not from there.
What shows up first is there's a hundred other things.
Yeah, you got Ticket Wizard.
You got to sort through a bunch of other shit to go. Oh, okay.
Is this the real?
This is it. Now, how do I know? Because Event Co certainly doesn't inspire any faith.
No.
Right, but there it is. Right. And so understanding, you know, the way they, you know, rank searches and stuff, that Your first three or four aren't ever going to be the legit vendor of tickets.
Yeah, that's a Google problem more than a – but it sucks.
Like, no, but it's,
well,
it's,
I don't
it's,
think – well, it's where do you get tickets, right? Google's job is just to tell us where the tickets
for
are.
For sure. No, no.
So I don't think Google should have to rank earlier.
Right? I don't It's the amount of money that certain companies are spending to end up at the top of Google. There's nothing Ticketmaster or the Ontario government can do about that.
Right, and I certainly wasn't putting that on Google. I'm just saying, yeah, that's...
It's a jungle out there of what's legit and what's not.
It's an absolute Wild West is what they were...
The thing that's gotten me really frustrated is, you know, I understand what StubHub is. I understand how those things work. But now Ticketmaster has their own resale thing. And so when you jump on and you search for, you know, Leafs and Bruins tickets... Yeah. And it says there are no tickets available. But here are some on our secondary market at three times the price if you're interested in that.
Yeah.
And now Ticketmaster is getting a piece of the scalping action.
Yeah, that's a douche move.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
No bueno, man. No bueno. Like, how does anybody think that's kosher at all? Right.
No, that's dirty. Well, and they have a partnership or half ownership or whatever with StubHub as well. There's a tie in there. But at least I have the decency to fuck me over on a different website so it doesn't look quite so.
Well, and then really, what's to say that those tickets were ever sold?
Yeah.
They just siphoned off into air quotes resale.
Yeah. Well, and they say that does happen because there is that tie in that there are some literally seconds after something goes on sale at 10 o'clock for. You know, Rihanna or whatever you want to do, before you could possibly have had time to A, get them, B, check out, and then C, relist them. At the same time, they're going up on the Ticketmaster resale and on StubHub. So there's some shady fucking business there, too.
That, for sure.
That you just don't know. What is, for each of you, what's the most expensive concert ticket you can remember paying for?
It's not a lot for me.
Okay.
It's not a lot for me.
You go first, then.
I think I paid $140 a piece for Red Hot Chili Peppers last June.
Yeah, like that feels like going right now kind of thing. Yeah.
And was that their solo tour or was that for the Blues Fest?
No, that was in Montreal.
Yeah.
Montreal.
On tour.
For me, while you're thinking about it, Maddie, there's two, and both are a little kind of odd. I wouldn't necessarily blame Ticketmaster. One was Neil Young at the Air Canada Center, and I had a buddy buy a bunch of tickets, and I initially had passed. I wasn't going to go. And someone bailed on him at the last minute, 24 hours out. And if I remember correctly, I think it was a $220 ticket. And I just said, man, I passed the first time. Like, I'm not...
$220?
Yeah, and I don't want to negotiate with you. This isn't I'm just not interested or whatever. But I did tell him, and this, you know, you can make up your own mind as to whether or not this is a douche move or not. But I said, you got 24 hours. Go and talk to other people. See if someone will do it. I probably got $150 for Neil Young. Again, I'm not trying to... haggle with you.
Yeah, it's not a power move.
Right. If tomorrow at 5 o'clock or whatever, you haven't found anybody, rather than you just eat the full, I'll give you $150 and...
Yeah, that's what I got.
Right. That's what this is at most. So that's right up there. And then last year, the Hip in Ottawa, I had gone to the same one in Toronto that you did. I assumed that was probably it. And someone else said, I got a line on second row on the floor. They said, but they want... $800 for the pair. And I went, no, I can't do that. But at the same time, it's that final tour. It's that whatever, you know, I'd really like to go. And so I said to them, I said, go back to them, tell them 600. So 300 a piece kind of thing. Again, same thing. Go see if you can get what you want for them, assuming they won't have any trouble. And they answered right away and said, yeah, we'll take it. Oh, fuck. Right? Like, probably should have went in a little later. Still, but
I'll go with 300 for the pair.
Right.
If you can do better.
Sure. So yeah, those are the two for me.
These but again, fucking tickets before I give me for that.
Neither are really like through Ticketmaster getting gouged. But those are, you know, I think that 150 for Neil Young and then fuck double that for the Hip to sit second row on the floor. And that's really that's as close as I'd ever been kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you and I think we were all at the same show in Oshawa a couple years ago. Yeah.
I think that was fifth row, maybe?
Yeah, fourth.
Okay,
We were four rows back, and they were, what, 115, 125?
Yeah,
And to me, that's right around my cap in terms of what I'm willing to spend on any one sort of disposable or perishable moment, right, that where there's nothing more from it.
Yeah, you walk away going, oh.
See, for me, and I've seen a bunch of concerts, and really, I'd love to see U2. I haven't seen U2 yet.
Right.
They just announced
Save your money. My buddy's in a cover band for $20 every day. I'm at the door. They're just as good.
Okay. Nice. All right. And so here and
way better.
The thing is, yeah, on this tour,
shout out to Elevation.
They're coming through. Elevation. They're coming through Montreal. And so the woman that I work with, she's in the fan club, and she's like, yeah, I get first dibs on tickets. And I said, well, what are we looking at?
Yeah.
And she said, oh, I sat in the 100 level, so not the floor, but sort of right up from it. She goes, last time they were 310.
Insane.
Yeah, and I'm like, forget it. You know what I mean? To me, that goes above and beyond. I'd rather go to see a sporting event.
Right.
I would pay now. You know what? I'd pay to see. I would have paid that to see JSP and Bisping.
Sure.
Live. I would have paid $300 for that.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Why is that? The cheapest seat in the house there was $300 American. So yeah. Good thing you were willing to spend $300.
Well, it's another disposable moment. Why are you willing to?
Money, though, so.
Well, it does have the cheap Scots.
So just before we move on, it just came around to me because there was a couple retirement concerts I saw last year, or what were supposed to be. We saw the Hip.
Yeah, bullshit. Yeah.
We're at that same place.
Yeah.
Well, that one was.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. For
can't
sure.
Argue that one.
Yeah.
Puff Daddy and Mace.
Oh, Jesus.
And the Bad Boy Family. I got to tell you, that was a fun concert.
And the Bad Boy Family.
That was a fun concert.
Right.
I don't care about the hate I'm going to take for this one. That was a good time.
Okay. I think the Hip, I think give it a couple years, and they're going to tour with Tracy Chapman.
Oh, God.
You're going to fast. Yeah, they're doing the first three albums anyways, right? Maybe right up and through Road Apples. Old. That's what they're going to tour.
Never,
on.
Ever kissed a girl. You see this?
Wait for it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what she'd be on the Vegas odds right now.
Yeah, well, fuck.
Can somebody call down to Vegas and just find that out for me?
Could you call her the dark horse?
Too much.
The darkest one.
Too much.
Too much.
And so that was, what'd you pay for Puff?
So Puffy, we had floors.
Or Brother Love, as he's now trying.
Now Brother Love.
Yeah.
We had floors, 120 a seat.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that was really reasonable.
Yeah.
How much a seat?
120 on the floor.
120 a seat for floors.
Okay. Well, all right. Yeah. If you dig that.
I took my dad.
What?
Whoa.
No, not to that concert.
Okay.
Dear God, no. He would have been so confused.
What a weird father-son bonding experience.
I took my old man, and what I told him was this was his Father's Day, his Christmas present, his birthday present for the next 3 years.
Okay.
And it's not because I'm cheap. They were just that fucking expensive.
Yeah, okay.
I took him to see Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
Skydome, roof open, floor seats. Those were $250 a piece.
Okay.
But it was one of those things where a friend of mine has Amex, so got the front of the line
deal.
Access. So I just said, I had to just agree, say, whatever you can get.
Yeah.
Closest you can get.
Yep.
I didn't have it. He's like, here's what I got. I'm like, awesome. Like, awesome. Don't get me wrong.
Can I start with a layaway plan?
I guess I'm not eating for the next 2 weeks, but amazing.
Yeah.
And at least
which tour was that?
That was their most recent tour.
The one just now, this summer.
The first time. This was last summer because they've kind of continued.
They're rewrapping
it. They haven't killed each other yet, so they just keep touring.
Yeah.
And just feeling
until it expires.
And listen, Toronto was, I think, the 10th or 12th stop. I wasn't even sure they were going to make it that far.
Right.
I was pretty sure I was getting my money back. Well, but they made it through and they were, God damn it. He got his shit together, man. They were awesome live.
Well, and
they were awesome.
Anybody who saw the show here, that's what I was hearing as well. It was a pretty tight performance.
Well, and so $250 for Guns N' Roses on the floor. I know someone who paid about that $250 to sit in the 100s at the Dome to see U2 at one point, which is a lot, but that's kind of what U2 does. But to me, the reason I'm not paying that for U2, it's got nothing to do with them. I probably would have paid that at the ACC. The Dome is a rough place to really enjoy a concert.
Yeah,
right? The acoustics
not a great
are,
spot.
Yeah, but it,
for sure.
Now down on the floor, it's not too bad. It's up in the 500s when it's still echoing around and whatever, where it gets really rough, right?
They've made some improvements, and I do find if it's an open air stadium,
yeah, if they keep
way
it open,
better.
Yeah.
So I did get dragged out to Coldplay this year.
Okay.
So we bought last minute tickets.
Who'd you get dragged out by?
My boss. The better half.
There you go.
See, that's not really dragged in. You got to get a pass on
told.
That. I totally get that.
She likes it, so I like it automatically, I suppose.
Especially if it's gonna pave the road to Plowtown.
I could be so lucky. Yeah. Who are we kidding?
I don't need that. Yeah. I don't need any assistance.
I pave my own road.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Take a look at me.
You know what? So I don't know about you boys. I think I speak for everybody at this table. Coldplay's not that great. They put on an amazing show.
Okay. I don't mind Coldplay.
Live.
Yeah.
I actually was totally taken back by how good they were live.
Right.
And we were in the 500s.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't expecting the quality of music to be fantastic.
Right.
Having been there before for concerts. Awesome with the sky open. And like they did this light thing. So they make you put on those bracelets that light up and
right.
color coordinated
now.
Of
course they do.
But they had the CN Tower color coordinated to the bracelets.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So I thought that was pretty sweet. That was something a little different I've never seen before.
I want to circle back to something Rob said here a second ago with why is it you think you'll pay $300 for the same 3-hour sporting experience, but not for, you know, it's the same thing. It expires the second you walk out the door. It's a moment. Why do you think it is you're a little more willing to?
For me, I'll take a first crack at this.
Yeah, well, Matty didn't say for sure that he would do that. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So you better take the first crack.
So for me, it's a sporting event that is a live event, mm-hmm. right? Whereas music is consumed originally, you know, the studio version, right? And so many times we've all seen shows where Buddy's doing his Tuesday night in wherever he is and he doesn't give a shit and he's just mailing it in, right? And you go, that's crap. That's terrible.
Yep.
Right? So a live show can be the best. Live music can sometimes be the best thing to see, but just as often as not, it's going to suck.
Yeah, he's doing his day job, and
this is it. He's just trying to sell a couple T-shirts, whereas...
Well, even in sports, right? Tuesday night here, Sens and Panthers in February. Yep. Nobody really, they're going through the motions, but conference final, or you're about to talk a big fight, one-off.
Those sorts of things, exactly. World Juniors, the things that roll around, the Grey Cup, things that could be moments, right? Sort of iconic, historic moments, whereas... Yeah, unless you're going to go see the hip tour where you're doing 9 events and that's it, right? And you know you're going to get the best every night because that's what they got.
Right.
Ready for the hot take?
Oh, yeah.
100% the opposite.
Okay.
I am all in on live music. Yep. I am all in. It doesn't matter if it's the world's biggest band and U2 or Coldplay or somebody down at the Horseshoe Tavern for $20 entry. There is something, and actually I prefer the smaller stages.
Sure.
My favorite places in Toronto, Danforth Music Hall, and the Virgin, whatever they call it, used to be another name of a bar, but it's about 500 people deep.
Right.
You're in that bar.
Doesn't sound like a virgin.
Yeah, not anymore.
500 deep.
Walked into that one.
Yeah, well.
But, you know, you get into some of these smaller bars, even the Horseshoe Tavern, as dirty as a bar as it is, you get in there and you can feel the emotion of some of these guys who are trying to plow their trade a little
plow
bit.
Plow their trade. Love that. Yeah.
Well, right back to the virgin
back
thing.
To going right town. To it.
Yeah. No, that's a good point, too, right?
I think of some of these times where I've showed up to a Leafs game paying $200, paying $150 to sit in a game where, you know, maybe the guys weren't into it that day. Maybe they just weren't feeling it. Maybe they were a little under the weather. We don't know this until after.
Right.
I totally agree with you. Grey Cup, you know, Ann Arbor,
when we did
the Big House. Those are different scenarios. And you definitely don't want to miss
those. You're paying
two.
For the event, the when experience
we,
at
when
that
we
point.
When we were all at GSP's return from the ACL tear in Montreal.
Yeah, Condit.
That was an experience.
For sure it was.
Anyone remember what we paid for that?
No, because you actually bought the tickets up front, so I have no idea.
Yeah, I just paid you.
Yeah, but
okay. I think it was up... I think it was close to $200.
I think it feels like 185, something like 180.
That's what I remember. Yeah. And to me, that was worth every dime.
Yeah.
Right. And you know what? As we worked our way through this conversation, which is fairly organic, that I'm with you. I love live music. I seek out good live music online when I'm listening to. I love it.
Yeah.
Right. But it is the unpredictability, and you get that with sports as well. And so, as we've sort of worked away from front to end here, I agree with you. Right. It is. Usually the moment guarantees a little better performance.
Right.
Right. Whereas if it is just your generic mid-tour or, you know, late season mailing it in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're just kind of going through the motions
this
sometimes.
Is it.
And, yeah.
Kind of like late in Grey Cup Festival That's week right. here on Talk Fan.
Just going through the motion, boys.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
Make
it's
sure
true.
You hit record this time.
Yeah. Good point, eh? And we did. That you are hearing us talk. Anything else before we wrap this one up? Just about time to head over to TD Place.
The only thing about the whole change in legislation that we haven't talked about is they're going to cap resale values.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of interesting because as we've talked about how much we're willing to spend on something, I'm willing to spend... $200 to go to a Leaf game. Well, no, I'm not. I'm willing to spend about $120 to go to a Leaf game live.
Yeah.
But if the Leafs can get $300,
yeah,
should the Leafs be the ones charging $300, or should it be the secondary market who's charging $300?
We had this conversation last year. I think you and I did on after the hip conversation or the hip concert.
You're right.
I think was there's this justification out there by StubHub or by scalpers or whatever that go, if the market will bear $400 for a single ticket to the hip instead of 120 or 80 or whatever it might be, then why not? That's capitalism. That's what happened. You go, yeah, but I think the artist or the entertainer should be the one to set that and learn from it and go, okay, well, we priced that too low. Next time, if there's going to be a next time, which in that case there wasn't, to make that argument that says, you know, the market will bear this, so I'm going to charge this. And go, yeah, but who the fuck are you? Yeah, like, exactly. To me, that's the Leaf thing is interesting because it keeps going up because people keep paying it. At some point, you have to assume there is a ceiling and people will stop. Like, we were seeing it when the Leafs were terrible. They had to stop at a certain point raising their ticket prices for 2 or 3 years, which they had never done. It. They always just went up and up and up and up. And people did stop going. There were suites that were dark for the first time in the building's history, right? There were seats unsold. Now that they're good again, everyone's back in, and there's a pile of money in Toronto and whatever. But in theory, you'll hit a ceiling.
In theory, and you know what? You see it with the Raptors right now.
But
I've got,
like,
I've got my tickets. Listen, I show up about 8 to 10 times a year, roughly, during the regular season. Sometimes it's because it's a Friday night. There's just nothing else to do. Sometimes it's because Golden State rolls through.
It's also why I'm watching the Raptors. Man, there had to be nothing else to do.
Well, especially this year.
Yeah, okay.
But what you're seeing now is with the Raptors.
Have they started the basketball season yet?
Jesus Christ. Who am I sitting here with?
Yeah.
But what you end up seeing at the Raptors is there's no secondary ticket market anymore.
Right.
Where when they kind of blew up about 3 years ago.
Right.
And
with Vince Carter.
Jesus.
He doesn't even know what year it is.
He doesn't even know what time it is.
Yeah, I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah.
But what I mean to say is, like, when they first, you know, they made those two playoff runs right off the bat, you couldn't get a ticket.
Yep.
Secondary market, couldn't get a ticket. Now, if you really want to go to a game, you just wait till about 5 minutes before tip-off and pick tickets up at half price. Off StubHub, off Ticketmaster resale, whatever it is.
Right.
See, we've all bought a scalp ticket. Yeah? And
yeah, I think I'm having a trouble remembering it. I'm sure I have. Online, that's still scalped, but it's, yeah. I don't think I've ever done it with the guy out in front
I've
of the building.
I've never done it with the guy out in front of the building either, no, but...
Out in front of Blue Jay Way.
Yeah.
Buying Yankee Blue Jay tickets to see Doc Halliday pitch.
Well, in theory... Yeah, oh, okay. In theory, that thing that was just a friend of a friend when I got to that Ottawa hip concert, that was a scalp ticket. They wouldn't consider themselves scalpers, but they bought it, marked the price way up, and sold it to me.
Yeah.
That's a scalp ticket, right? It's
but I'm saying we've all paid, you know, $80 for a $35 or $40 ticket, right? But you're willing to pay that to double back to and you go, yeah, okay, I'm taking it, but I want to see the game. I'm really into this.
Yep.
And so,
and to me, that's just the if the market will bear $300, but the product is selling itself at $150. And it's $150 till they mark it up. And fuck you for trying to wrap yourself up in capitalism when really you're just...
Well, and so those guys, though, wrapping themselves as seedy as it is, right? You and I sitting at the Casey's just down from the dome, and those guys, when the Jays started to surge in 15, right? Making big money.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But you got to think there had to be a shit ton of lean years for those guys.
Yep.
Well, that's it. They were just breaking even.
Yeah.
When the bottom fell out of that hard, I was reading this year for the Jays, obviously, when they weren't... Everyone bought all those tickets ahead of time thinking they're going to be, man, you see what happened last? Jen, the Jays were terrible, and they're eating it and selling it at 35%.
Yeah, come Labor Day. Yeah.
Listen, we were talking about earlier. I can't remember if it was yesterday or today anymore. I've had too many beers to figure out which day is which.
It's the same day, really.
Yeah, it's Grey Cup Day.
Still going on, right? We were talking about the Argos fudging their statistics.
Yeah.
The Jays 100% fudged their statistics this year because they were not announcing how many people were inside the stadium.
Yeah, how many were sold.
They were announcing how many sold.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in Toronto and their mothers bought season tickets just so they could have
first dibs on playoffs. Or little flex packs and stuff like that.
Well, it's not even the flex packs anymore. They decided that wasn't good enough. You have to get the full seasons.
Right.
So everybody bought 500s.
Yeah.
Cheapest option. Still get your picket... playoff tickets if they make it that far.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? They weren't too good this year.
Well, then, yeah, it's true.
$2 tickets.
And like you said, that killed some scalpers, and I have a hard time being too
sympathetic. So that is the flag of capitalism. It's the same one, right? Yep. You're like, whew, it's suffocating at times.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, why don't we wrap this one up? Interact with us on Twitter at TallCanAudio, facebook.com/TallCanAudio, and we'll see you on the next one.
See ya.
Peace.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit TallCanAudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at TallCanAudio.